Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ordained Chaplains Podcast. My name is Daniel White III. I am the president of Gospel Light Society University and the Ordained Chaplains Ministry. We are going through the fine book, Out of the Depths, an autobiographical study of mental disorder and religious experience by one of the pioneers of chaplaincy, Dr. Anton T. Boysen. This is episode number 56. And by the way, it is so good to be back with you. As many of you know, I have been preaching the gospel for nearly 15 days straight, with just a, 1500 days straight, with just a few days break. And I'm a little bit off on the numbers there. I don't keep up with it. My son does. But certainly over 1,000 days and fast approaching 2,000 days. And we thank God for that experience of preaching the gospel to a dying and lost world. And we thank God for the souls that have been saved, the Christians that have been encouraged since the last time I met with you through this podcast. And we give God the glory, praise, and honor for what He has done. And I thank you for your patience. And thank you for your great support of this podcast. And thank you for coming back after a while, not behind the podcast mic. But it is so good to be back. And I look forward to hearing from you as time goes on. This will now be a weekly podcast, and I want to thank my son Daniel Ezekiel, who is the producer of this podcast, who puts it together, and for he has done a wonderful job. Well, be that as it may, our scripture verse for today is St. John 16:13, which reads, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come." Our ordained chaplains, a work of the chaplain quote for today is from Heath Lambert. He said, "You will not experience dramatic change in your struggle as long as you use accountability to describe your sins instead of declaring your need for help in the midst of temptation." Ladies and gentlemen, in this podcast, we will continue discussing the book Out of the Depths by the very interesting Dr. Anton T. Boysen. We continue today with Chapter 4, A Little Known Country, Part 6. He goes on to say, I have, however, not only my own memory, but their assurance that there was at no time any manifestation of violence on my part. The story of the week that followed, I wrote 2.5 years later for Dr. McPhee Campbell's seminar at the Boston Psychopathic Hospital, the institution to which I was sent. It reads as follows. I was brought to the psychopathic hospital on Saturday night, October the 9th, 1920, about 10 p.m., and stayed there until the following Saturday or Sunday. I was then transferred to Westboro State Hospital. The length of my stay was thus about 1 week, but it seemed like thousands of years. Throughout this entire period, I was in a violent delirium and spent most of the time reposing in cold packs or locked up in one of the small rooms on Ward 2, often pounding on the door and singing. How much of the time I was unconscious, I do not know, but I can remember quite distinctly what was going on in my head as well as my actual behavior. It has seemed to me worthwhile to make a record of these memories while they are still relatively fresh in my mind and yet far enough away so that I can see them in some degree of perspective. My first memory is that of Dr. Gale filling out the admission blank and of one particular remark he made. I had asked that I might be taken to a certain friend whom I trusted because I did not want to talk to doctors whom I did not know. Dr. Gale said, "That is clear proof that he belongs here." Just what happened that night I do not remember. Perhaps the knockout drops had begun to take effect. The next thing I can remember happened the next morning. I was lying on the bed, apparently asleep, when I heard one of the nurses say, "He is here on a homicidal and suicidal charge. There must be some mistake. He does not look in the least violent. He ought to be on Ward 4. This hit me like a thunderbolt. I knew that I had never had the slightest thought of injuring anyone, and as for the idea of taking my own life, that had been held only for a short time and immediately rejected. Such a charge was clear evidence that evil forces were at work." Pardon me. Allow me to repeat this section. Dr. Anton Boysen, considered the father of clinical chaplaincy, said, "This hit me like a thunderbolt. I knew that I had never had the slightest thought of injuring anyone, and as for the idea of taking my own life, that had been held only for a short time and immediately rejected. Such a charge was clear evidence that evil forces were at work. There's a Devil Loose. Beloved, in our next podcast, we will continue with part 7 of chapter 4, A Little Known Country. Let's pray. Holy Father God, as you know better than we know, this is a timely podcast, as we have ministers now who are contemplating killing themselves and who are actually doing it. Have mercy and grace, Lord, upon these souls that have been so attacked, as Dr. Boysen points out, attacked by evil forces, and that evil forces were at work. And that's what's happening. The devil is loose, and demons are attacking people and trying to get them to kill themselves. This is the work of the devil. And so, Lord, we pray that you will protect all of your saints from Satan's attacks. And we pray, Lord, that those who are in the Helps ministry, that they would help people to turn their eyes upon you and your holy word, for your glory, praise, and honor, for the saving of their life, and for the saving of their soul. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. And now, beloved, if you have come across this podcast by chance and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin, which is hell, even today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, God's commandments. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That includes you and me and the Pope and everybody else. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. It's called death and eternal hell. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean and hateful and cruel and wicked people, and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and all idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. You have God's word on it. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Trust Christ today as your Savior. I guarantee you that if you pray to him right now, he will save your soul. Follow me in this prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I've done wrong in my life and that I have broken your commandments and that I deserve hell, eternal hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. Have mercy and grace upon me. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I believe that he died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind these reasons. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind what you've learned in this lesson. Use it for the glory of God and to help others along this road called life, for the glory of God.